Join us for Commonwealth Journal, Sunday evening at 6:30. You tune to WUMB FM in Boston, 8 before 12 noon. In the studio, Amy Ray and Emily Saliers, Indigo Girls, who are playing to a sold-out show at the Paradise.
Yeah.
That's a great club. You guys probably can't advertise clubs or stuff like that. I don't know. You never know what you can say on radio, what you can't say, but it's a great club.
You had fun last night, I take it.
Oh, yeah.
So you'll have another packed show tonight. Are you coming back to Boston in the near future? Any plans to do that?
Sometime.
Sometime. I mean, gosh.
We love Boston.
Yeah.
Boston been good to us.
Let's talk about your record a little bit. You actually have, besides R.E.M., Michael Stipe from R.E.M. and Hot House Flowers, actually we were just talking about Dee Dee Voigt, who was a bass player right from the beginning with you.
Yeah.
And you have a drummer from the Patti Smith group.
J.D.
There. And John Keane plays guitar, and he also produced your Strange Fire album.
Right.
Which we just heard from. And then we have somebody, this person, I can't pronounce, is this Kasim?
Kasim
Sultan.
From Utopia.
From Utopia.
And he plays with Joan Jett right now.
That's great. So how did you round up all these people?
Scott Litt knew them all.
Yeah.
We had a producer who had connections.
Yeah. We wanted J.D. because we liked his style. I didn't know his name. I just knew I liked the drummer for Patti Smith. Kasim was in town at a Joan Jett show. And we just took it. We dragged him over to the studio and said, we can't find a bass part for this song. Will you do it? And he found one.
He's so cool. All those musicians. And Paulinho da Costa.
Who is great.
I was just like,
he's the best.
What a guy.
Sounds like you had a lot of fun doing that album.
We did.
Friends everywhere.
So now that that one's out and it's getting all kinds of airplay, when's the next one?
8 months.
In a while. I mean, we're not really sure.
You talked a while ago about Epic actually re-releasing your earlier two albums.
Yeah.
When's that going to happen? People actually have been asking, as a matter of fact, how
to get
those.
They were saying October. I think they want to be ready to release them in October, but that doesn't mean they're going to release them then. It may be a couple months down the road from there, but it'll be this year.
Are they going to reproduce those exactly as is, or are you going to
exact
do some
mixes?
They may take a couple songs off.
Yeah, we may. I mean, we're like deciding ourselves that we may take a few off. And
yeah, take a few off and maybe, you know, because we may want to re-record stuff or whatever.
Or do some overdubbing or anything.
Well,
it'll
be the surprise re-release.
Yeah, the mixes will be the same if whatever goes down, it'll be the same mix.
Get that home studio feel.
Is it going to be put on CD?
Yeah.
Yep.
Great.
Unbelievable.
So for all those people who have been calling up asking, they can definitely get your album before the end of the year. Actually, both of them.
Yeah.
So they'll be released separately, actually, two separate?
I don't know. We might combine them in some way into a CD package or all that stuff. It's like all these options. So many options.
What do you think you'll do in the future? Do you think you'll stay acoustic-based, pretty much?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, at some point we may take a band out with us on tour or something like that, but right now we're just going to keep doing this. So the next album's probably going to be more of the same, yeah.
That's great. Well, we'll certainly look forward to that, and we will look forward to having you come back to Boston real soon, because I know a lot of people were disappointed they couldn't get tickets.
I know, it's a bummer.
It sold out about a month ago, so you're outgrowing that size club already.
We'll probably play a little bit bigger place, but not too big, you know. We still want to be able to see people's faces and talk to them and stuff.
Can you really see them in a club?
Yeah, last night, the way the lighting was, it was really cool.
I know a lot of performers, some actually look out past the audience and some look at the people's faces in front of them. So you actually do that, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, anyone who's going tonight, wave to Amy and Emily while they're performing on stage so they know who you are and they know that you were listening to this interview on WUMB. I want to thank you both for coming down. It's been a lot of fun and we've certainly been enjoying your music for a while. And we will keep on enjoying your music.
Thanks
we
for
want to
playing
thank
it.
UMB because you guys have gone back a long way with us. And we really appreciate that.
Yep.
Doesn't happen a lot, but UMB is okay by us.
Thanks. Amy Ray and Emily Saliers, Indigo Girls, dropping by today. And we'll try to get them back again sometime. Fit us into your busy schedule. Thanks again.
Thanks.
4 minutes before 12 noon, Frank Dudgeon coming up, and he'll have for you an album today by Louis Collins, featured in its entirety on Both Sides Now, Made in New England, a re-release on Green Linnet Records. We'll go out with something from the Indigo Girls' Strange Fire album, Left It Up to Me.